the Avshalom. And Avshalom, who was the son of Dovid HaMelech, Shepogam Bera'ayin, he was an example of a person who messed up in this area of Ryan. He was jealous of his father. He couldn't wait to when his father will die, and then maybe he'll take over the kingdom. No, no, no. He wanted to be king even while Dovid HaMelech was living. V'al kein borach Dovid mimenu. And that's why Dovid HaMelech was forced to run away from him. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likutim Ram, because Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutim Ram that sometimes the Ra Ayin of a Rasha is so strong that even a tzaddik cannot fight it. The tzaddik has to run away. He has to go away. V'hine l'choira ein lo zeh kesher shom b'maymer hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, if you look at that chapter in Likutim Ram, this topic over there seems to be not to be connected to the other things Rabbeinu Zal is talking about. V'loma tofas daiko inyan ra'ayin shel hisnasus. Why did Rabbeinu Zal choose the example to give as an example of ra'ayin, this concept of hisnasus, that a person wants to become a big shot, he wants to become on top, shetikunoi al yidei malchus Moshiach, whereby the tikkun for that is through the revelation of Malchus Moshiach. If you take a look, it doesn't seem to fit with what's before it and after it. Achal pi hanal, yesh lo ze shaychus sham heitev. However, based on what we just learned here, you're going to see how it fits perfectly. Ki ikar hazikoroin shehu hagdolas hadas, hu bechinas hizgalus malchus Moshiach. Because when we talk about a person remembering, what is, we're talking about a Jew remembering what they're supposed to remember, and a Jew being zeichet to hagdolas hadas, not just to see something, what's in front of him, to see this is a cup of coffee, this cup of, but to see past it. This is a creation of Hashem. I'm drinking this. This satisfies my thirst. This gives me energy. Where does that come from? This is all, this is a koyach that Hashem has put into this. Hashem has put a koyach into coffee that it can wake a person up. Hashem has put a koyach into something else that it puts you to sleep. All of this is the greatness of Hashem, the malchus of Hashem, which is malchus Moshiach. Ukishenivgam hazikoron chasashon, and when this realization is damaged, nivgam bechinas malchus Moshiach, then it's actually considered a defect, a pegam, a defect in the kingdom of Moshiach. Upegam hazikoron hu aydei ra'ayin, kamashim rusham. And Rabbeinu Zal said over there that pegam hazikoron is caused by ra'ayin. V'alkein tofas shom daiko ra'ayin shelis nasus. Now you'll understand why Rabbeinu Zal picked that example of ra'ayin, when a person is doesn't like the fact that somebody else is the boss and he wants to become the boss. Ki mi shepoigim behisnasus. Because a person who messes up in this area of leadership, where he refuses to accept the one who's the leader now, and he wants to become the leader. Shehu bechinas malchus, that's the concept of malchus. Hu poigem bebechinas malchus Moshiach. That person is actually crossing a line. He's messing up the malchus of Moshiach. Shehu shoyresh hamalchus vaisnasus. That's the source of all malchus. And as when we see a person today, the person who's the mayor of Yerushalayim, and we see another person who's the owner of this building, we see people who have different positions of leadership, of malchus, of authority. The Torah tells us all of this is connected to the ultimate authority, which is Dovid HaMelech, Moshiach ben Dovid. That's the shoyrish of all malchus. Anybody in the world that has any bechina of malchus, whether it's the president of Canada, of the United States, all the different malchuses are all connected to the shoyrish, which is the malchus of Hashem and the malchus of Moshiach. Ubishvil zeh, ikar tikunoi al yedei zeh. And that's why the main tikun for that person is through this, al yedei malchus Moshiach. That's how we're able to fix anything that's wrong in this ra'ayin of hisnasus. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, nimtzo shepegam ra'ayin shel hisnasus, sha'al yodoy nivgam hazikorein hu pegam malchus Moshiach. So we see, therefore, that when a person has this ra ayin, this negative, they're looking negatively as to why is he the boss? Why is he the one who's telling me what to do? Why I want to be that? That through that ra ayin of isnasus, which messes up the zikara in digdusha, and what's the most important zikara in digdusha? The malchus of Hashem, the malchus of Mashiach. That's the most important thing we're supposed to remember every day. V'yalkein, tofas daiko pegam ra'ayin shel isnasus, and this is why Rabbeinu Zal chose this example of the ra'ayin of isnasus, ki pegam ha-hisnasus u'pegam ha-zikoroim heim b'china achas. Because these two are both the same thing. Hainu pegam malchus Mashiach. When a person is poigim, in not being able to realize that this world is temporary, there's a future world, the zikor in digdusha, or a person is poigim in ra'ayim, that he wants to be on top, he wants to be the leader, they both are hitting the same button. They're both hitting that button of the malchus, a pegam in the malchus of Mashiach. V'alkein tzrichen l'sakein pegam horayin shel isnasus al yidei ha-shoyresh shu malchus Mashiach. And that's why when we want to fix this, the way we do it is by going to the root, to the source, which is the kingdom of Mashiach. V'yidei ze shenistakein pegam horayin nistakein ha-zikorayin. And when we're able to correct this ra'ayin, then the zikorayin gets corrected. V'azay nizgat el hadas anal. And then the people receive this higher level das, vazay nizgale malchus digdusha boilam. And then there is revealed in the world the kingdom of kedusha, which is bechinas malchus Mashiach. Nimtza, so you see from this, shem bechina achas. That these two things that Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likutim Ram, zikorin digdusha and ra'ayin of hisnasus, they're both connected. They're both connected to this Malchus of Hashem and Malchus of Mashiach. V'hovein, Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this well, because he just resolved a problem over there in Likutei Moran. A person learning that chapter in Likutei Moran looks at this and doesn't see what the connection is. He just showed us the connection. Now he's going to come back to our topic. Let me give an example of this that comes to mind. Hashem created the world. First he created light and darkness, then the trees and everything, and the last thing he created was Adam Rishon, on the sixth day of creation. Why is he the last? Because he's the most important. Hashem said everything else is a preparation, is a hachana for Adam and Chava. The whole world was created for Adam and for man. Now he gives Adam and Chava. First there's only Adam. Then Hashem says, no good for Adam to be alone. Everything else has a partner. Adam Rishon has to have a partner also. Hashem creates Chava. Shem creates Chava. The Gemara tells us the Nochosh saw Adam and Chava and he got jealous. He had Ra'ayin. He looked and the Nochosh wanted Chava for himself. So he had to come up with a plan. How's he going to get Adam Rishon out of the way? He's got a good plan. Hashem told Adam, Ki beyoyim achol chamimenu mois tomus. On the day that you, Adam, eat from this tree, you're going to die. See, it's got to get Adam to eat from the tree. Adam will die, the Nochosh will take Chava. This is what Rashi brings in Chumash over there. This is Ra'ayin, right? Now, what were Adam and Chava supposed to do? Hashem told Adam and Chava, "Eat. You can eat from any other tree here, don't eat from this tree." That's they were supposed to remember the instructions of Hashem, Zikor and Digdusha. What happens? The Nochosh starts talking to Chava, and he says, I heard that Hashem said that you can't eat from any of the trees. Af mikol eitz hagan. She said, no, we can't eat from the tree. It's just this tree that we're not allowed to eat from it and we're not allowed to touch it. She forgot. She forgot what Hashem said. There was a pigam in the zikorin. Now, picture, Hashem gave them one mitzvah, one instruction. If somebody tells you, I'm going to give you one thing I want you to do, you're not going to forget. You're not going to get mixed up or confused, right? Because I'm only giving you one thing, period, right? Wrong. We see Hashem gave them one instruction here, and right away, Bilbul. The Nochosh started talking to her, and she got confused, and she said, you can't touch it, can't touch it. He pushed her into the tree. Look, you touched it, nothing happened. So if you eat from it, nothing's going to happen also. she ate and she gave Adam Rishon to eat, and the end of the world, Rahmanul Islam. Right? It's brought that the Nachash, the word Nachash, is Bigimatria Moshiach. The Nachash is the equal opposite force. In other words, if Adam and Chava would have listened to Hashem, if they would have followed all the instructions, the world would have had its complete tikkun right then. Everything could have been, you know, if Adam would have waited till Shabbos, all the different things. But they had to be Bechira. So Hashem created the Nachash, and the Nachash had his agenda. And the Nachash's mission was to get them to forget. To get them to forget what Hashem wanted, to get mixed up in everything. And boom, eat, and now Gzeira of Misa on Adam Rishon, Chas V'Shalom. And the tikkun for all of this, how are we going to correct, how are we going to fix what the Nachash introduced into the world? The more and more that we accept upon ourselves and respect the Malchus of Hashem, the more and more we'll be zecha to be Mamlech Hashem by listening to what he tells us to do, by learning Torah, doing the mitzvahs and everything, the more and more we'll be zecha to accept Hashem's Malchus and to receive proper leadership until Hashem will give us the ultimate leader, which is Moshiach ben David, where it says about him, V'noharu Elov kol hagoyim. All the nations are going to stream to Moshiach. From him, they're all going to be, not only will all the Jews be Mekabel, but even Lahavdol, the Goyim, are going to be able to be Mekabel. He's going to open everybody's eyes to realize who Hashem really is, the Malchus of Hashem. Okay, back inside. Nachzor l'inyan. Rav Nosson says, let's get back to our topic now. Nimtza, we see therefore, Sheshmiras hazikoroin, hu hagdolas hadas kanal, hu bechinas Malchus Moshiach, Malchus Digdusha. That a person remembering what they're supposed to remember, meaning having this consciousness all the time. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid. I'm always aware of Hashem. I'm always aware that there's a tachlis. The tachlis is Olam Haba. And this world is just a place that's going to help me be able to get into Olam Haba. That zikoron is called Hagdolas Hadas. That's real das. Because when a person has that kind of das, they're not just looking at what's in front of them. They're looking to see, I have a telephone. How can I use this to serve Hashem? How can I use this to please Hashem, to be mamlech Hashem, and to bring about the Malchus of Moshiach? Ushmiras hazikoroin hu al yedei hachnoas hamedame. And Rabbein Azal says over there in the Kutumran that if a person wants his zikorin to be good, he has to destroy the medame. What is medame? Medame is many things. One of the definitions of medame is the Yetzihara. The Yetzihara is called koyach hamedame, because medame means to compare. The Yetzihara tries to take a piece of glass and make it look like a diamond. We know that you have a diamond that looks like glass, right? Only this diamond is not glass, it's stone. It's a certain special kind of stone, and it could be worth millions of dollars. There are diamonds that are worth millions of dollars. What is the Yetzirah? The Yetzirah will take something else and make it look almost the same. It looks from the outside, it looks almost the same, but really it's no comparison at all whatsoever. Meaning that Yiddishkeit, serving Hashem, Torah, that's the ultimate pleasure. That's real pleasure. The Yetzirah is the koyach hamedame who will take other things, chocolate cake, ice cream, riding a bike, all kinds of things, and make that look like pleasure. Make that look like the greatest pleasure, the greatest enjoyment in the world. That's medame. So in order to be zeicha to this zikorin, to always be thinking about Hashem, and always be thinking about Olam Haba, a person has to be machnia the medame, as Rabbein Azal says over there. V'achnoas hamedame tzrichin letaher ma'oid be'eis gizas hatzoyim. And when is the time of defeating this medame? When you're cutting the wool from the sheep. Ki ikar hagiza. Because why do we cut wool from sheep? To make clothes. Because from the wool that we cut off from a sheep, we make clothing out of it. Clothing is sometimes referred to as das, makifin. The term makif means something that encircles you, something that surrounds you, just like your clothing surrounds you. I'm clothed, I'm inside my clothing. The person is inside his clothing, like a pnim is inside a makif. And the term makif refers to that knowledge that a person has not yet achieved, that he doesn't know yet. What a person knows is inside his brain. That's called pnim. The things that I can know, that I'm capable of knowing, but I haven't learned it yet. A person who's learning Gemara, and he's learned 3 Gemaras, but he hasn't learned the other 50 Gemaras, those other Gemaras are called a makif to him. It's das, it's a level of das that he doesn't yet have.